Well, the holidays are finally over. All the family gatherings, parties, and celebrations have come to an end, and it's more than likely now that you have taken down your Christmas tree for another 12 months and you've just got a bare empty space where all the decorations were and all the trees were. And after eating out more often and falling off your regular meal prep routine over the last month, you're ready to get back on track with healthy eating in the new year. But where on earth do you begin? I mean, the thought of having to plan and prep all your meals and snacks from scratch seems way too overwhelming. You're already bogged down with work and taking care of your family. But when it comes to meal prepping, you have no idea what to cook or where you should even start. Well, the good news is the show. Lose Weight with Meal Planning with me, your host, Verona, where you don't have to figure it out all alone. We'll walk through easy meal prep ideas and strategies to help you restart your routine after the hectic holiday season. From simple make-ahead breakfast to batch-cooked lunches and freezer-friendly dinners, these tips will take the stress out of meal planning, prepping, and cooking. Let's start the new year off right by getting organized with meal prep. Your health, your wallet, and your schedule will thank you later. Now, let's get into today's episode. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Hello friends and welcome back to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and if you're new to the show, welcome. Head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/recipes and you can download your free recipe guide that I've put together for busy women, business owners, small entrepreneurs who struggle with meal prep. That's vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/recipes. Now, when it comes to meal prep, why do we or why should you meal prep? Now, meal prepping is one of the best ways to save money, eat healthier, and control your portions. Now, I didn't quite get the memo. When I first saw meal prep, before I became a nutrition coach, and I've been overweight probably half my life, I'm 40 years old now, but I was struggling with food, I was struggling to control my portions, all because I used food back then as a coping mechanism. Now, I don't want to go too much into my story, but basically, whenever I felt lonely, angry, stressed, sad, all of those negative emotions, food for me was the one thing that was my constant. And instead of going to a friend to speak to, instead of getting some counselling, I decided to open up a bag of chips, open up a bag of sweets, candy, whatever you call it where you're from. That's what I decided to do. And then it got into a habit. There were days where I started to try to attempt a meal prep because Pinterest showed these pretty little colours and these pretty little recipes and they made it look like it was easy. Some of them then started to make the same foods every single day. So I tried what they did and they showed me it's easy. If you want to lose weight, you've got to do this, this, this and this and then it will be easy. But how many of us know if you've tried this story and you believe the lie like this, then you know it was far from easy. But when you're busy with work and family, it's very, very easy to rely on takeaway, fast food, restaurant meals, takeout. But eating out gets expensive very quickly. With the average family spending around $3,000 a year on dining out or more, according to the recent survey that I did. I recently did a survey and I'll link it in the show notes below for you to fill it in. No names, no emails, nothing like that is recorded. But it actually gets me or helps me to create things that are going to help you specifically. There is a question on there that says, how much do you roughly spend on groceries per month, family or individual? Over half of you said $600 a month on groceries. But then those of you who have families, there's families that are spending $1,200 to $1,600 a month on groceries. Family or individual, and they haven't stipulated whether it's an individual, whether a family. There's others who have done 1,500, there's others who have done 750, there's others who have said $1,200, but they've got dietary needs. Now, I've got dietary needs myself. Now, I don't eat gluten, so there are some produce that is a little bit more expensive when you've got a gluten-sensitive diet. I absolutely agree. So that means that you have to have organic practices. But when it comes to your health, organic is the best way to go. Absolutely, hands down. your health will demand that you need it. And you believe me, you will suffer and you will find the difference when you don't have your specific dietary requirements. So when it comes to dietary needs and dietary preferences, it could be from that extreme or it could be from that advanced to you just preferring more plant-based and more vegan into your diet. It depends. But when it comes to prepping meals, it means that you have control of what goes in your food. Restaurant and takeout dishes are loaded, as we know, with sodium, unhealthy fats, and extra calories. Albeit they are fantastic, but if that's all you're eating, then you know that when it comes to output, if you're just trying to go up the stairs, whew, you are breathing like you just had a fight with a bear. And you've only walked up a couple of stairs. This is where some of these things can help you to start to build better health. And then, of course, you do have to have some exercise added to that. Things like cardiovascular heart health, which increase that, and strength training and resistance training, especially as we age, is key. Now, when it comes to meal prep, those are just some of the reasons why. A few other reasons, financial, health, portion control benefits, they all make meal prepping a smart strategy for any of us who are looking to save money, eat better, and to eat better portions. Some of us, when we're sharing our plates, and I've been there too, we end up sharing a plate the size of our head, which is what I've said in a few episodes. But we have a plate that could actually feed two people. And some of us have that for one meal. And then we're going to go and get seconds afterwards. That's because your body is used to eating at least 3, 4, 5, or even 6,000 calories a day. And you might be like, no, I don't eat that. Of course you do. You just don't know that you do. Okay. But of course, that's why you're here, to learn how to navigate that, right? Now, of course, I don't go into everything here. The CEO diet program, theceodiet.com is my program that actually walks you through this. And we walk through a strategy that fits your lifestyle. So if you're telling me, Verona, I've got 5 kids and I'm from an Indian family, and I want to know how I can prep ingredients to make sure that I'm having healthy meals. Now, this is actually one of the things that I love to do. When it comes to meal prep and working with my clients, the CEO diet is literally my program coming alongside you to help you do that. Now, for yourself, if you're used to eating loads of food, and as a Caribbean myself, we like very, very well seasoned food. And with Indian food, with takeaways, whatever food you like, half of the time it comes loaded with sodium. It comes loaded with fats because of the oils that we're cooking the food in. It is nice, but it is high in calories. And if you go to the doctor, you're doing a blood test, you're doing a BP test, you're doing a blood pressure test, you're doing all of that, it will easily tell you where your blood pressure is, how much trans and saturated fats that you have in your body, and then it will give you a stark reality. Most of us don't actually want to go and do that test, but we actually have to. If you're telling me health is your goal to want to learn to meal prep and eat better, then you need to do these tests. I won't go into all of the details here today, but I remember when I had a client and she was a nurse. And she used to work 12-hour shift, and she was cultural. So she came from a cultural background, ironically, an Indian background, where we talked about, and she had dietary needs. She had vegan and vegetarian dietary needs. So that was a case of we had to really not just hone in her nutrition plan around her and her shift hours, which were 12 shifts. And we had to work on, if you've ever done shift work before, if you've ever done long shifts, you know that sugar is the one thing that is used on your shift to keep you awake through that twilight hours. My gosh, those hours are not for the faint-hearted, I tell you, because all of the kids are asleep, all of the patients are asleep, you don't have much to do. This is the nighttime now where you're flagging and you know that you're packed to the nines with sugar because that will keep you through those twilight hours. We did all of that. We did all of the prepping the plans, we did all of that thing, and we managed to help her go from eating a whole sandwich, sweets, snacks at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, normally our bodies are not meant to work that hard to digest the food. So we worked a way that was able to fit in her traditional foods, able to fit in and work around her shift patterns, and also equip her for the weekend. Listen, when you come to work with me, we make sure it fits into your plan. And if we can't, we're not a good fit to work with one another, then I'm going to tell you that. I'm not going to pretend I can help you if you're somebody who isn't right for me and I'm not the right coach for you, because my approach is quite straight up and down, no nonsense. So when it comes to meal prepping, it can feel a little bit daunting at first. Having the right equipment and the meal prep strategy for you and your lifestyle is going to change the game. I'm talking containers, equipment, freezer-friendly stuff, prep day tips. I'm talking all of those things. And in the CEO diet, and if you're somebody who doesn't want to do the whole 12 weeks, then the grocery and meal prep planning session, we will absolutely get you covered. Now, when it comes to doing these things, Sundays mostly work for everybody, but Sundays might not work for you. Sundays might be you have a 12-hour shift. So how can you meal prep if you have a 12-hour shift that starts on a Sunday? If you've got to get the kids' uniform and stuff ready on a Sunday, Sunday might not work for you. So it's all about finding what works for you, and then we create a plan around that. And so many of us have been used to doing diets that dictate to us, you've got to do this. If you don't do this, you're a failure. And that's when we end up going back to our old habits. And that's why when it comes to Meal Prep 101, we're covering all of these things, what you need, how to do it. And I tell you all of these things to do, but we've got to work together to do it. I'm not just a genie where I'm just telling you all of these things and you just go off and do it. We're working collaboratively on your journey so it gets done. Not just you do it, but you're actually starting to feel the benefits from it. Having a plan and some prep in place makes putting together healthy meals so much more manageable. This is where you start to save money. You've got ingredients ready to go, and then you can avoid defaulting to takeaway every single day, especially if you've got home-cooked meals ready and waiting for you. Now, meal prep can be a true game changer, especially when it comes to saving time and money, as well as eating healthier. As we recap the benefits, meal planning leads to less eating out, lower grocery bills, and better portion control. And also, you start to reduce the food waste and you become accountable for the food choices that you're making. So you start to order out less. It doesn't mean that you completely stop it unless you choose to, but you start to reduce that takeout bill. And also, we start to reduce your grocery bill. Because if you're spending things on convenience foods, etc., and you're buying foods that you've already got, and you've got about 8 packets that last you 2 days, we're going to need to curb that habit, because why do you need all of this convenience food? The more when you start to sort out your nutrition, when you start to sort out your diet, the way that you eat on a day-to-day basis, this then automatically reduces the Oreos, the snacking, the sweets, the candy, because you're eating intentionally now. Pretend that you're one of your clients. You've just paid yourself 10 grand, $10,000. You've invested in a high-ticket coaching client. And now when you're going over, bending over backwards to support that client, you pretend that you're the $10,000 client. Do you know your health and you are worth way more than $10,000? You know you're worth more than that, right? So the same way, the same tenacity that you have when it comes to those high ticket clients is the same way that you got to show up for yourself, your health, your mindset, your wealth, your money. Just because you have it doesn't mean that you need to do it. And research shows there's people who are earning money, but they're broke every single month. But yet still, you're making results for your clients and you're telling the clients what to do. And then you're not doing it yourself. Always the way, isn't it? But when you're starting to plan and prep are going to be keywords on this in this new season that we've got on the show. When you're planning, when you're prepping, when you're getting ready for your journey, then you start to see big changes. But if you're somebody who needs help in getting started with a customized meal plan, grocery list, recipes, and tips on how that you can be successful with meal prep, then this is where the CEO diet is where you need to be. This is where you need to join. This is where you get step-by-step guidance. And I will help you plan. If you're somebody who needs someone to tell you what to do, what to eat, how to grocery shop, why you're grocery shopping this particular ingredient, and this is where you and I need to have that conversation. VANutritionCoaching.co.uk/schedule. VANutritionCoaching.co.uk/schedule is your meal prep audit. And let's see where you're at on your journey. And then we'll create a plan so you can get going. Meal prep coaching can take your nutrition goals to the next level this year. Not next year, not last year, because, you know, that's gone now. But now is the perfect time for you to establish simple, healthy routines that you and your whole family can enjoy. And me, I'm here to support you with it. The planning, the prepping, and using leftovers creatively. Let's make 2024 your healthiest year yet. I can't wait to see you in there. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.